Stressing job creation, economic development, and education, the state's top prosecutor, Martha Coakley, entered the 2014 fray for governor Monday morning. She greeted people at a diner in her hometown of Medford, the first stop in what her campaign said will be a three-day barnstorming swing that will take her to 18 cities across the state. Her campaign tour was scheduled to hit western Massachusetts Tuesday. Coakley also released a video on her campaign website.
I want to be the governor who makes sure everyone has an opportunity to succeed as our economy comes back. And that's going to take an even stronger commitment to education.
If Coakley succeeds in being elected governor, it would mark a dramatic political comeback from her shocking loss in the 2010 special Senate election to Republican Scott Brown.
You know, a lot of folks say that politics is tough, and it can be. I know what it's like to lose a race. I know how hard that is. But you know what? It's nothing compared to what so many people go through every day in their lives. And that's what I'll keep in mind every day if you give me the privilege of being your governor.
Coakley enters the race for the Democratic nomination for governor as the presumptive frontrunner, according to Tim Versalotti, a professor of political science at Western New England University.
I think just based on her history, she edges to the front of the field. She's a veteran of statewide campaigns. She'll have good name recognition. She's got a statewide organization she can tap into for fundraising.
But Coakley will be forever dogged by her failure in 2010 to keep the Senate seat held for nearly 50 years by Ted Kennedy in Democratic hands.
She made some mistakes. She went on vacation after she had won the nomination. She said some things like, well, what do you expect me to do, stand outside Fenway Park and shake hands in the cold, which is exactly what her opponent Scott Brown did. She's got to shake that. But at the same time, after the loss, when many public figures would say, well, that's it, she turned around and ran for another term as attorney general, literally 10 months later, and won handily. And so she's someone who's shown resilience and has stayed in the public eye.
Although Coakley is rated as one of the state's most popular politicians in public opinion polls, it is not clear if Democratic activists want her at the top of the ticket, according to Mike Shea, a Democratic political analyst.
I think that remains to be seen. There was a lot of general bitterness about the campaign she ran against Scott Brown.
Another of the Democratic gubernatorial hopefuls, State Treasurer Steve Grossman, has spent months traveling the state and lining up support from party activists and local officials. He has secured the backing of at least two powerful politicians in western Massachusetts, Hampden County Sheriff Mike Ash and Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno. Coakley is expected to be endorsed by Emily's List, a national political group whose mission is to elect women to office. Massachusetts has never elected a female governor. Former Lieutenant Governor Jane Swift became acting governor in 2001 but did not seek the office in the 2002 election. The Democratic field for governor also includes national security expert Juliet Kayyem, former Medicare and Medicaid Administrator Donald Berwick, and biotech executive Joseph Avalone. State Senator Dan Wolf suspended his campaign while he contests an ethics commission ruling. Massachusetts Congressman Mike Capuano is expected to make a decision about running for governor in a few weeks. Charles Baker, who was the Republican nominee for governor in 2010, is the only announced Republican candidate for 2014. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.